Yeah, as I recall from the past, around sunset is a good time to get the trans-equatorial propagation down into South America on 40. I logged quite a few contacts that way. Always trying to get, I think it was Paraguay that kept getting away from me. But I think I worked all the others. Back to you.
From KG2RY. QSO, Gary. You know, 2 days ago, I heard a signal coming through. Pile up like crazy for Indonesia. And his signal was 5-8. I could read him pretty clearly. And for some reason, I guess, I couldn't break through the pileup and reach him. And he was up there for a long time, you know. And his signal was quite loud. You know, I don't usually hear anything from that part of the world, you know. And also, you know, there's the antenna is in a place where signal is blocked in that direction, but you know, I was really surprised, you know, that I could even hear him, and so that was a big excitement for me. Maybe next time I can work him.
Roger on that, David. Yeah, Indonesia, that's a nice contact. It was a long trip. And if the band was open to that part of the world, you know, other areas in the, you know, in that region are possible. Specifically stations in Australia and places like that. And yeah, I remember once a long time ago, a ham from this group, the Limark group, took a trip to Australia. And we all, you know, had the times and frequencies where he would be operating. And I did manage to work him without a big problem. Go ahead.
Well, Gary, you know, a while back I worked in New Zealand. And a year or so before that, I worked the same station in New Zealand, you know. I was rather surprised. I heard a Japanese station, but I was unable to work him. You know, of the limitation of what I have, you know, a wire antenna and 100 watts, you know, signal has to travel, you know. And what I usually do is I turn the RF squelch up to the very edge of the noise, background noise, and a little bit more over the noise. And whatever stations are coming through, those are the ones I could easily work. So, you know, I looked first for the loudest stations, and then maybe stations that are not as strong. And I guess my idea is that, you know, I'm looking to have a conversation with someone, and not just a quick hello 5-9, and a signal the location. Back to you.
Yeah, that's a roger, David. Well, I get the basics out of the way right away, because you never know how long the connection is going to last. You know, so you do the signal report, the QTH and all that. But then if things are good, you can go into a QSO, but you know, it's a matter of whether you have somebody who can speak the language, or if you speak the other language.
QSO, Gary. Well, you know, I try to let it go as it does, you know, it progresses. Signal report and a call sign are all you really need to log the contact. Everything else is on QRZ.com. So, you see, some people I've contacted numerous times over the last year or two, and they already know my name from my call sign. I feel rather surprised and a little bit embarrassed because I don't remember.
Yeah, okay, David, I understand. Well, that's good. It means you have some regularity on your contacts. Myself, when I was on the low bands, which was quite a while, I generally ran CW. And it enabled me to have more than just a basic exchange, because you could, you know, there are a lot of things that are just understood in Morse code. You can get quite a bit of information back and forth with cue signals and other things that are kind of standardized and understood by code operators. So you can have a little more of a QSO even if the other station doesn't speak the language. Go ahead.
QSO, Gary, find this. I used to do CW when I started, you know, 1974. I was a novice. I got my CW test, 5 words per minute, and a written exam. And it was the same for general and advanced. But the CW, we had to make 13 words per minute. And I remember working the world on CW in the 70s, and the propagation was very good, you know. So it was also 100 watts in a dipole on CW.
KA2UTF, yes. Dipole and 100 watts and half-decent conditions. You make quite a few contacts, there's no question about it. Emphasis on condition, you know. Just came out of the valley of the sun cycle, so looking forward to better conditions. I'm shopping around for a low band rig, see what happens. Okay, well, I have to take care of a few things, but it was very nice touching base with you, David, and we'll look forward to our next QSO. Good luck with that wire antenna. I think you're probably doing very well with it. And I imagine, my guess is that you're working from some height above ground level. So I'll stand by for your final, and have a great day. It's a beautiful day out there. Enjoy it. KG2RY, KA2UTF.
KA2UPS from KG2RY. Well, Gary, it's been very nice. I'm glad to have this QSO with you outside in the sunshine. And, I guess my big challenge now is single sideband, upper sideband and lower sideband, and making contact, you know, throughout the day in the conditions. Maybe not so good. 73, KA2UPS from KG2RY.
KG2RY and 2ZG Wimbledon.
QRZ station calling.
And 2ZG Wimbledon.
And 2ZUC Mobile from KGY Portable. Hope you're having a really great afternoon. I hope you're out and about in this beautiful day. And hope you're having a really great time with your ham radio. Back to you, Ron.
Excellent weather. We just took a walk at the park. How are you? What are you doing on the portable?
Well, they call this mode of communication Echo Link. I talk through my cell phone, and I reach the repeater through the internet, RF and then internet, and RF again. Back to you.
We have Echo Link on your phone, is that what you say?
The radio that I'm using is my Apple iPhone. Go ahead.
There seems to be a delay. I guess it has to do with the Echo Link.
Well, it's good to wait anyway, in case somebody else needs to break in.
You have good manners on ham radio. I want to mention I made a contact with Vienna, Austria on 20 meters today. First time I made it into Austria.
Listen, that's really good. Yes. I'm wondering if you're going to have a streak of luck coming.
I don't know. He was a big gun, and I'm a little gun, but I made it in. All right, I'm down my block. I just want to say hello. Have a good evening. Be well, and to that you see listening out.
Well, I think the best way to make a nice long QSO with a station, first to get rid of all your expectations.
Roger, got a sign now. Have a good night. N2ZUC.
N2ZUC from KG2RY 73.
This is KD2TLK Mobile.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the WGAL repeater.
W2VF.
W2OSR.
W2VF.
Oh, hi, Bob. WB2ZOC.
Oh, hi there. I figured you'd be around.
Yeah, here we go. Full at about 7-ish.
Yeah, well, I'm on my way to my usual Monday night meeting.
I'm on my way to trying to get home.
Oh, I remember those days, but not as well.
Understand that.
I had 33 years of it. That was enough.
I wonder if I could do it. Oh, man. I don't even want to think about it.
I don't know. How many more years you got left to go?
No, about -4.
That's not too bad.
Yeah. It's easy for you to say.
He'll work till he's an old man. Speak for yourself.
Well, you young whippersnapper, you.
It sounded like Charlie. You in there again?
John, KD2AKX. 67 and still working.
All right. Well, I decided to quit that almost 66.
And beyond that.
Yeah, I said you'll work till you're old man.
Unfortunately, I think I'm that already.
You love what you do. That's why you do it.
You know, times they are a-changing. By the way, when you get a chance, try 98.
When I get a chance, try whose frequency?
My UHF.
Working better now?
Or it's not working at all? Yeah, it's back on.
Where is this one located?
Where it always has been, in Manhattan. Yeah, it stopped working a couple of years ago, and all of a sudden it came back on, and I've had a chance to go up, and I just changed out the equipment.
Okay. Well, I have no idea where it is in Manhattan, but Manhattan is good enough.
It's on a very tall building.
Well, let's just put it this way. There's a lot of tall buildings in New York. But we won't get to which one it's on. That's up to know.
Well, when it first went up, it was the second tallest building.
All right. At that time, that building was a little bit south of Manhattan, as I recall. And whatchamacallit, French Marine Academy was his estate.
You're not thinking far enough back. And, no, this was, this is in Midtown.
Hey, guys, I'm going to bail. 73, so I'm home.
All right, take care, John. I was thinking of the Walter P. Chrysler building.
It's in Midtown.
All right. Well, that's got to be the one that my wife's uncle had his shirt business out of.
Nothing like Art Deco.
Well, the Chrysler Building was Art Deco. I don't know if the Empire would be exactly that.
Well, I know the Chrysler Building very well.
Yeah, well, that was typical Art Deco design. When was the Empire State Building put up? I don't even remember.
About 2 years later. I think it was completed in 1934, and I think Chrysler was 1932.
Okay. See, Walter Chrysler owned the property that the Merchant Marine Academy is on right now.
Live and learn.
I only know that because I've been there a few times and heard it.
You would have been above it.
Yeah, as I remember, there was sort of a kind of a war, you would call it, going on about who was going to have the tallest building.
Yeah, I forget what happened, but there was a race between, I think it was the Woolworth Building and the Chrysler Building, and then sort of at the last moment, they pulled the, they lifted the tower section of the Chrysler Building out of it from inside.
Yeah, there were a couple little things that were done like that back then. I think they added something onto the Empire State, too, to make it taller. Actually, that was supposed to be that tall thing on the top of it was supposed to be a mooring for dirigibles. I don't know. I think that was too good an idea. And you mentioned Mr. Woolworth. Mr. Woolworth used to live in Glen Cove.
Yeah, the Gold Coast.
Yeah, I see his old place is up for sale again.
And what goes around comes around. WB2ZSA.
And W2OSR. Rolling along on the Meadowbrook.
Oh, excuse me.
Sorry to keep you awake.
Yeah, it's been that kind of month.
Yeah, well, my wife and I went away on vacation up to the Thousand Islands. That was about 3 weeks ago. And I got to go another week or two. I'm going up to Boston. My sister-in-law has decided to sell her house and move into a senior residence.
Oh, there you go. A lot of them are nice.
As far as I know, the one she's moving into is the nicest one in the Boston area.
Well, there you go. Anyway, let's see, where am I? Oh, I'm going to have to sneak out of here in a few minutes. I'm going to stop and pick up something for dinner.
All right, take care. I know it's usually about this time. Times as I was late coming out of the city, I'd stop at a Boston Market over in the New Hyde Park area. 7-3.
See you later. WB2CSA.
InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W. Hi, Mark InfoNet. Tonight at 8:30. This is the WGAL repeater.
W2ICD.
Mike.
Hey, any other N calls checking in through Glen Oaks?
WB2DEZ. Upcoming is...
Any late check-ins from... checked into the Limark Information Net for their participation and support this evening. If you were listening but did not check in...
E2UDU supporting.
Okay, very good. Keep his phone a good one. I'd like to add, Rick, you will miss, but never forget.
Plans to make it available once again for amateur radio de-expediting
system.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the
W2VF. W2VF.
KD2FIU.
KD2FIU from KG2RY. Hello, George.
Coming to you from Central Queens into downtown Manhattan on the west side. Good evening.
So tell me, how's it going?
Yeah, I'm watching an early news tonight on Channel 11. It's kind of a little entertaining. I didn't want to really watch TV. I wasn't into any shows with, I don't know. I'm getting sick of what's going on TV. So I wanted to catch a news and maybe a Seinfeld at 11 o'clock.
Well, yesterday I had this thought about television that when we were young, you know, when I was young, people that I know, when they were younger, they watched the TV and they tried to identify with one character there, so they feel like they have some identity, so... Let's say I would identify with some character in the show, so perhaps I feel like I have a self-worth.
I think there are bigger problems than we had when television was being introduced into society, and especially with children watching it. Yes, it turned into too much video. Too much video gaming. Now, Instagram. The entire platform is that they want children to be completely communicating with their smartphones. The next platform, Instagram, is going to be a children's version. Well, it got stopped. It got stopped, but it's going to go through anyway. So I think that the social know how to talk to each other in person. This is getting frightening.
QSL, George, I agree with you. But I don't think it's about children. And I don't think it's about people. And I don't think it's about human beings, you know? I think it's about the format. You know, you start with one format. Originally it was maybe the cable TV or broadcast TV. You know, as the technology changed, it required a person to purchase more scenes, you know, that would suit the device, you know, format. Every time a new way of communicating is introduced, then there's new formats and you have to buy everything again, you know, and I don't really think it's about children at all. I think companies just interested to make money, and they'll do it any way they can.
KD2FIU. And David, I'll agree, that is one aspect. Absolutely one aspect of it. The way you said that was that when something is introduced, everybody needs to buy it all again. I can't disagree with that. However, what's going on in the last week with platforms of Instagram, they want to introduce something that is targeted for younger children to communicate with each other with in a much wider spectrum. I think that for some reason people got to stop being with people, not with devices. And I do agree with you. I agree with that, but following what's going on with Instagram's newly introduced platform to children is scary.
QSL, I agree with you. And I will say that there is fear in all of this, you know. People are somehow coerced to experience fear, like television, you know, like any social media that gets way too personal. And you should talk to Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook, because he's also the owner of Instagram. So I think that people might want to try to reach him about this.
I'll never be able to talk with him. He's never going to want to talk with me. And to me, going back to what you said, it's all about who makes the most.
Well, you know, the owner of Instagram and Facebook is one of the richest people in the world. You know, and it doesn't stop, you know. I think there is some fear for him that, you know, if he doesn't continue to make money, you know, he'll lose it all. But I'm not sure, you know, if that's the only way to deal with large sums of money. I think that, you know, there is a way to invest it and reinvest it. And also, you know, charities. Charities are great, you know, for rich people to invest in. And also, I guess maybe, you know, is it about greed? You know, one of our very well-known politicians talks about, you know, greed. You know, he's very wealthy himself. You know, he has a very large ecological footprint. And I think it's hypocritical.
Okay, now we're down to the view, which is the summary of opinions or the expression of opinions. I didn't disagree with anything you said. And I'm going to take a little break here, David. I think I'm going to put something on a Ritz cracker or a few Ritz crackers, but it's not going to be shower curtain mold. It might be a little Gouda cheese.
George, you live a very good life, I have to say. You know, people, moderate income, moderate wealth, you know, they know how to live, you know, and everybody else is just running around in circles, obsessed to the money. KD2FIU from KG2RY.
Okay, David, thank you for coming back. KG2RY, KD2FIU. Good talking, 7-3.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the WTL repeater.
W2.
KD2OGB Mobile. KD2OGB Mobile.
Go ahead, Mobile.
KD2OGB Mobile, repeat the call sign.
November 2, Hotel, United Hotel, N2HUH, nice to have beautiful hams. Handy Andy here. Hello, Greg.
2HUH, got it. KD2OGB Mobile. And how are you doing today? Currently eastbound on Sunrise on the way home from Babylon. Well, West Side Yard in the city, but from Babylon, as that's where I parked.
Oh, Radio Craig, yeah. The last time we spoke was many moons ago about the Atlantic Railway there, particularly the train operations there in, I don't know what part of it, that'd be Bridgewood. I think it's Otto Road, if I'm not mistaken, but the train operations. Yeah, that was some good watching, good observing train operations. I kind of going way back there. I haven't been there this year.
Yeah, I remember we were talking about that, so it's always nice to, you know, have those topics. About to go through the Elk Zero merge. I got a question for you. Do you by chance have Beconic on your radio, 146A2?
I'm not sure why. I believe this repeat is going to shut down in a few minutes.
Yeah, you're going through Glen Oaks. I mean, we have 20 more minutes to talk anyway, and I'll be home in 10 minutes, but I was just wondering if you had it on there, because I actually was waiting to see if anybody was here before I'd go there, because it seems like I'm hearing people talk over there, usually after midnight.
Well, let's see. I'm going to write it down anyway. I know I have 40 VHF, but it's been about the same on UHF. I can't remember what I have programmed anymore. I have we've run a pretty good station here. Seems like I can hit quite a few repeaters. Nobody's on the repeaters. They don't have too much activity these days.
Yeah, there's not many repeaters that are usually active. Beconic is usually very quiet. I got a couple of guys on there from time to time. But yeah, 146.82 is the frequency you want. 22 is the transmitting end, and the tone is 136.5. And there's no beats on it, so just keep that in mind.
Okay, I'm actually going to scroll through them, I guess, while I'm listening. All right, very good. Let's keep up with that that railway, but no, quite a few years ago they did a scenic, they did a scenic, just missed it by a couple of weeks. I didn't know about it, and I stumbled upon it on the internet. That's quite a few years ago, though. I should have kept my eyes open for it. You know, times have changed. I don't know if anything, you know, with all that's going on, I don't think anything will happen quite the same. Sorry I missed that scenic.
Ah, okay. Don't sweat it, though. There's always another time if you miss something. It's not the end of the world, you know. I'm about 5 minutes away from home. I'm going to hop off. I actually want to go see who's on Beconic now. If you want to talk over there, you can. You're more than welcome to. Otherwise, I'm going to QSY over. So I'll say 7-3, KD2OGB Mobile.
That's Beconic, huh? I just... At State Park, I was just about to, 2 or 3 weeks ago, I was planning on going to a star party there. Fortunately, I was just too tired to drive the hours. Yeah, I canceled it. All right, I'll meet you over there, possibly, take it late. Andy, N2HH.
Hi, Andy, 7-3. Judging by your location, I don't know if you'll be able to reach Beconic, but give it a try if you can. KD2LGB Mobile QSY.
The time is 12:04 a.m. 73 and good night from the W2VL repeater. The time is 12:04 a.m. 73 and good night from the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. Good morning. The time is 5 o'clock a.m.